Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions with my guest, Roberto Fortuño. And the question I had for Roberto before the break is, if he were mayor of San Juan and as a resident and as a business person, and we'll discuss a little bit further, he also as an investor, Ochoa has done an investment beyond its own building. He said, what would you do in order to improve the business and the tourists and the quality of life, both as a business person and as a resident of Old San Juan?
The first thing I will do, what has to be done, it's to work with the handicap accesses in Old San Juan. It's a shame that there's some areas that are not handicap accessible, and with a minor investment you can actually do that. And I can tell you right off my head, in one of the corners of our building, there are no handicap ramps, which is Commercial Street and Tanca. We called the major office some time ago, and we told them, listen, there are tourists that come through the area, and they once they reach Commercial Street, in order to go through Commercial Street towards Doña Fela, they cannot go down. They have to go back, take the street, and walk or drive their small carts through the road, which is a hazard, and they say, listen, with no cost to the government, we will, you know, if you allow us to work on that, and right. They said no, and I don't understand, and all through Old San Juan there are certain areas that have to be worked on. That's the first thing that has to be done. I mean, people have to be able to go through with, you know, any impediment, they have to be able to go through.
We walk with, pardon my interruption, but Roberto and I went up to San Sebastian Street down from this area to pick up his parents, who were in the mid-80s, right? Mm-hmm. The mid-80s, yes. And your mother is with a cane, mm-hmm. and you know, they can walk, but they're delicate and all. We had to be careful of the streets that you chose in order to come back down to bring them to their parking. I hear so.
And not only that, you see the many areas the sidewalks are broken. I would continue. I would first. The second thing is obviously Santini. You know, was revitalizing all the roads. That has to be continued. It's still, that's what, 20% of the roads are completed, probably less. That's something very important. Secondly, third, I would see a way of completing the that's not a promotion of, but the walkable city. I think Old San Juan needs a couple of roads has to be closed in order for people to walk around. I think walking is very important, especially in an old city. Now that I live here, it's a fantastic opportunity for coming out and talking to people. You know, we the suburbs. It's something
as we walked up and down, you said hello to a lot of people.
Hello. My wife now, I mean, she used to, I now live here. It's been,
but you could be mayor of San Juan.
It's been here.
Given your handshaking and saying hello to so many people.
I've been here a year, and my wife now no longer sends me to the grocery store, because even if I go to pick up some bread, it takes me an hour, 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, because I stop, I drink coffee with people. And so, and that's, and I'm thrilled. I'm a kid raised in the suburbs, where, you know, close gates. In order to get in, you have to, request permission to a guard.
Right.
The old city is not like that. And an officer friend, that he's from Humacao, he says that's the small town living. I mean, that's what it's a small town, what it is, where you have churches, restaurants, drugstores, the mayor office, parks, more parks, and he says that's important. That's
so you would close off not all of San Juan,
but
certain streets that, of course, that's been discussed and there's been back and forth and
but,
all.
But you know,
you think that'll get done ever?
Puerto Ricans, we like to drive to the front of the business that we're gonna. I mean, if we go to a drugstore, you better have a parking place right in front of the drugstore. But I think, you know, to tell you the truth, I think it's gonna happen. Why not having a couple of streets, not the major one, a couple of ones, to have small cafes outside in the street where you can have some coffee, see people. It's what we all used to have, a balcón in our homes. Mm. The balcón nowadays is in the back, the terraza.
Right.
The balcón was there for a purpose. You could see people and talk to people and say hello to your neighbors.
And see what's happening.
And see what's happening out there. Yeah. I think all San Juan, it's a big balcón. And if you have a couple of streets where I close, where you can actually walk by and sit down. And even for a small coffee, as major cities, I mean, in France, I mean, Paris, so you sit down in Paris just to have a small coffee, you know, un espresso, and you have a great time sitting in one of those cafes. Yeah. I mean, so for me, Old San Juan, it's a gem. We have to keep it. We have to try to promote people.
And I imagine besides closing some of the streets in order for pedestrians to walk, and it's in Europe where they do have done that, it's so fantastic. I imagine you also have to make it easier to get to Old San Juan and leave your car, you know, at home, hopefully, you know, that.
I understand.
I know my wife now for San Sebastian, she goes to Martinez Dadar, takes the tren urbano, then takes the bus at Sagrado Corazón, and doesn't bring the car anywhere near. If we could have that,
light
much
train,
more efficient.
That light train that Santini was proposing, hopefully that gets, you know, that it doesn't get sidetracked,
right.
Because it will be a great, great investment for Puerto Rico, because just to have that from Parada was Sagrado Corazón to Old San Juan, a light train, you can imagine the quality of life that it will bring to many Puerto Ricans, because actually, you're probably not one of the, you know, you told me that you like Old San Juan, but it's sometimes it's very hard to get in, and I agree. But if you can actually go to Torrimar Station, or Martinez Dadal Station, park your car there, and in 30, 35 minutes, 40 minutes, you get to Old San Juan in the tren urbano plus the light train or something. Yeah. I mean,
well, even now, I mean, with that bus, if they're able to do it all the time, so that when the train arrives there's the bus there to immediately or relatively quickly take you on Old San Juan, it would work. I mean, it's the problem is when you arrive at Sagrado Corazón, you may have to wait 15-20 minutes, and you just need the more consistency in terms of the service.
It's sometimes that it's very important having people to sit down, to talk, to discuss politics, religion, or whatever they have in their mind. We are so used to hop in the car, put the air condition, wave to your neighbors, because all your neighbors, you know them by waving, but
right.
you don't sit down with them, man. You get into the parking space in your office, you get out and you work all day and go back. I mean, it's not working. It's not working.
We
need another experiment. And I think if we are able to use, you know, and to hop in a bus, talk to people, hop in a train, talk to people, maybe
walk in the city.
That's
and
important.
Visit.
So I guess I will. My utmost importance is to have that quality of life to all San Juaneros and to all Puerto Rico, because Puerto Rico, I think the old San Juan, it's you know, you talk to people in Mayagüez and you talk to them of all San Juan their light, you know, there's in the light in their eyes.
Yeah.
So I think that's one of the things I will do as a mayor.
Okay, well, let's take a break, and we come back with Roberto Fortuño. We'll talk about some of the things beyond business that you're involved with as a volunteer and some of the other things you're doing outside the business arena, okay?